True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have monitors in here, TV monitors, where we can watch what's going on, and I have reading glasses on, which blurs the vision when it comes to the monitors. And I saw Fox and Friends on. They had four people sitting on the couch, and they were all from the body language. It looked like a four hosts from Fox and Friends doing their morning thing. Then I realized one of them was President Trump, and he says that they have a suspect in custody with the Charlie Kirk shooting and that assassination and that. I think we have him, and I'm just going by the graphics here because I can't hear what they said on TV, but President Trump himself, and of course, keep in mind, Cash Patel had tweeted that they had a suspect in mind or in custody or something. I forgot exactly what it was right after the shooting happened, and that proved to be erroneous, but you would think the president would know, and he's sitting on a couch there at Fox and Friends saying that they have a Kirk suspect in custody. So we'll see how that plays out. No news outlet has reported that yet because I guess they weren't watching Fox News. We'll take Anita Raj joins us right now, executive director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. Good morning, Dr. Raj. I just had to break that news. Let people know what's going on. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Very sad about the news of an assassination.
Yeah,
that's never.
No, it's not.
Thing.
Absolutely not. That is not the way to handle anything. Let's talk about. Yeah. Let's talk about I said before the break. I don't know if you heard it or not, but it seems as though the weakest and the least powerful always paying the highest price, especially when it comes to economic hardship and violence. And that's what your study has shown in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we released it specifically to coincide with 20 years since Katrina because immediately after Katrina, or during actually, we saw similar issues arise. So we wanted to see, is it still happening today?
And what did you find?
So unfortunately, yes, we continue to see that these are issues affecting New Orleans. Now, I do want to say that there is a lot of bounce back. There is so much resilience in our region and in our city. I live in New Orleans. So I don't want to take away from the strength of rebuilding. But we continue to see that women and children are, you know, remain very vulnerable. Men as well, even in relationships, remain vulnerable to violence. And to some degree, that we know that there's a situation where it's unfortunately normal in some situations for fighting to occur and for that to escalate to violence. We want that to be a norm that changes. But also, when there's economic shocks to the system, we have one more paper that came out recently that was like extreme heat has an effect. We tend to see more violence. We also showcased that a lot of our Louisiana adults experience violence as children. And when you talk about something like domestic violence, you see pretty similar rates of domestic violence for women and men. But when you start to look at what are the more lethal forms of domestic violence that you see, you tend to see that women are more likely to experience the more lethal forms of violence. And in that case, men are more likely to be the perpetrators. One of the important findings that we also have is that about 1 in 5 men report that they were physically abused as children. Quite a bit notable. It's about twice the level that we see with girls. And so, again, you know, if you live a life where violence has been normalized, it is more likely that it's going to be continuing in your life, and it's more likely as a boy that you might perpetrate as an adult.
When you say abuse, you mean physical abuse or violence, not sexual abuse?
So the about 1 in 5 boys, or about almost 20%, that's about physical abuse. It is less with sexual abuse. But one of the interesting findings there is that we see the real difference between boys and girls, because girls are more likely to experience sexual abuse. We see that big difference really hit in adolescence.
Tell me about how are we defining physical abuse, doctor?
Okay, so there has to be physical contact. So it would include things like, it's hitting, beating, but it could be perceived to include something like spanking, which again is very normal. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the 70s. It was very normal. One of the things I was actually talking with people about was that when I was growing up, they had the paddle. They had corporal punishment. Only boys got the paddle. It was just very consistent. And so that was also something at hand that, you know, what we treat the boys as more capable of having the physical blows. And that was regardless of behavior engaged in. Girls just didn't get the paddle when I was a kid. And I think it may still be the case, but that I don't know as much about.
Talk about economic shocks, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the economic shocks piece was, we really wanted to understand economic shocks and domestic violence, because that was a big blow after Katrina. It wasn't just the, stress of having to cope with what was a very traumatic experience. It was the economic hit of trying to survive. And the prior research that was done by colleagues of mine at Tulane University had shown that those who were dealing with more displacement for longer periods were more likely to have a continuation of the increased risk for violence. So what we wanted to know today was the things like economic shocks, including something like a displacement, does that increase the risk? And we found out that yes, it does. So I'm going to give the findings for women to start with. So if you were experiencing economic deprivation, not having enough money for basic needs like food in the past year, if you have experienced homelessness in the past year, you're about 5 times more likely to, as a woman, to have experienced intimate partner violence. If you experienced eviction in the past year, you were 10 times more likely to have experienced intimate partner violence or domestic violence in the past year. We saw somewhat similar but a little bit muted findings for men. So men also showed that, if there was economic deprivation, not having enough food, it was about 3 times more likely that they experienced past year intimate partner violence. With eviction, where it was 10 times more likely for women, it was 6 times more likely for men. But when it was a situation of homelessness, among men, we saw that they were 7 times more likely to have experienced it. And I just want you to know that, the issues of homelessness and eviction in particular were much more likely for men than women. So as risk is, maybe they were less likely to be related to domestic violence or intimate partner violence, but those were issues that were disproportionately affecting men. And we know that that's in part because of eligibility for public housing.
Doctor, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about the cyclical nature of this, because I see more than 1 in 5.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Louisianians report witnessing violence against their mother during childhood. 1 in 8 girls, 1 in 5 boys report having been physically abused, as you said earlier, before the age of 13. And we'll talk about the continuum of violence, unfortunately. Anita Raj is our guest, executive director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWO. President Trump still appearing on Fox and Friends, and we'll have more on this in the news. He says that they have the Charlie Kirk suspect in custody, so we'll see how that plays out throughout the rest of the day. We're talking to Anita Raj, Dr. Anita Raj, executive director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute, a respected psychologist. We're talking about the cycle of violence. Dr. Raj, 1 in 5 Louisianans report witnessing violence against their mother during childhood. 1 in 8 girls, 1 in 5 boys, physically abused before the age of 13. And the cycle is proven to repeat itself, is it not?
It is absolutely proven to repeat itself that we see that you're both, that girls in particular are more likely to be victimized in adolescence and adulthood, that boys are more likely to perpetrate violence. But boys are also, there is a risk of an increased risk for being victimized by violence as well. So that does, it absolutely cycles, it's a cycle of violence. We talk about it a lot as family violence, but I would be remiss at this time if I didn't say it is related to some of the public, mass violence, political violence that we see as well.
What can be done to fix it?
Oh, well, I think one of the first and most important steps is, and you know, you've been so kind to be inviting me on the show before, is violence prevention efforts. We got domestic violence prevention funding from the governor's office. I'm very proud that our data was part of that, but certainly it was led by the people who are on the ground doing this work, and it really makes a difference to have violence prevention, but it was domestic violence prevention. We don't have any youth violence prevention programming funding, a committed amount of funding for youth violence prevention. And I do appreciate that appropriations is really hard, but this is an investment that can be a long-term solution for our state, which really is disproportionately affected by violence. So I think it's a really important investment to make. Another issue is just understanding that violence as a corrective action, there is not data to support that violence as a corrective action is actually beneficial in teaching children what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do. There's no indication that that works. So supporting parents and families to understand other ways of engaging in corrective action. I mean, this is not a judgment call. I certainly was from a family. Spanking was very normal in my generation, but it is not necessarily, and spanking getting to a point where it can be excessive and, you know, marks are led and stuff, it can happen. And so we know is that there are
to me, doctor, a line is when you're using a weapon. If it's a swat on the backside, I never spanked my child. I was never spanked. But if it's swat on the backside, it's different than beating somebody with a belt. Am I wrong?
I think that is exactly right. But also, even if it's a swat on the backside, if you see a mark left, mm-hmm. that's an indication that it went too far. And oftentimes when this is happening, if it's coming from a sense of frustration and the parent is using more excessive force than they realize.
Same thing with a dog. If you're beating a dog with a stick, you're taking out your anger on the dog. You're not training the dog anything. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, and I have to say our data show that we see that that victims of domestic violence, it is a phenomenon to also see abuse of the dog in the same relationship.
Thank you, Doctor. People can find out more about this by going to where? Tulane.edu?
Actually, I'm so sorry, but we have to give you one more step. Newcomb.tulane.edu, and I thank you. Tommy, you are always so nice to be on the show.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time getting up early in California. We have a hard break coming up here, an update from CBS on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.